Sitkins paid their final respects this week to Herb Diedrichsen. The 91-year-old Tlingit elder died in Sitka on September 25th. In many ways, Diedrichsen was everything you'd expect a man of his generation, but Diedrichsen was also something most can never claim to be: the greatest athlete ever produced in Alaska. KCAW's Robert Woolsey has more.
The stories have always sounded like myth. I saw Herb Diedrichsen often as an older man in the stands cheering on the Mount Edgecombe Braves. Invariably, someone would point to him and tell me that Diedrichsen had been a huge star in his day, and then at 5'10", he could dunk a basketball from a standing jump and maybe bump his elbows on the rim. Yet, people who saw and played against Diedrichsen in his prime don't dispute any of the stories. Gil Truitt was just a couple of years behind Diedrichsen in school.
He had the ability in all sports. Things that coaches try to teach to Herb, it came natural. He didn't have to work hard, but I never knew of anyone who worked harder in any sport than Herb. He was continually and constantly trying to improve himself as an athlete.
Diedrichsen honed his skills as a student athlete against the big military team stationed in Sitka during World War II. He averaged around 30 points a game in his student days. Later, playing gold medal basketball for Sitka's A and B team, Diedrichsen's average dropped as he developed his mastery of the assist and a style of basketball that would later become associated with NBA greats like Larry Bird and Magic Johnson.
There's not a team in America, that he wouldn't have started for as a guard.
John Abel is also something of a basketball legend. Growing up in Sitka, he watched Diedrichsen play gold medal. Abel graduated from Sitka High in 1954 and went on to play for Oregon State University and eventually coach for the 1964 Olympics.
I've seen worldwide athletes, worldwide basketball players, and it can be etched in stone that I never saw a basketball team at any level that Herb Diedrichsen couldn't have played for. As a point guard, Herb Diedrichsen was 40 years ahead of his time.
I interviewed Abel and Truitt in 2012 when they had nominated Diedrichsen for the Alaska Sports Hall of Fame. Diedrichsen was already in the Gold Medal Hall as well as the Alaska High School Hall, but he was never really tested outside of the state. It was important to frame Diedrichsen's nomination against other inductees like Carlos Boozer and Libby Riddles.
I look around and I see players now at the college level, and there's no doubt in my mind that he would have been able to play with any of them in today's game. And that's a big statement. I understand that.
What do you mean he was 40 years ahead of his time?
I watched him. And as I'd see point guards, and I'd see year after year, I would see things develop, and I'm thinking, my gosh, I saw Herb do that back in the 50s.
Gil Truitt says that Diedrichsen and his teammate Moses Johnson perfected what they were calling the lob pass, but is nowadays referred to as the alley-oop. Basically, a player sprints for the basket and jumps just as his teammate has lobbed up the ball. Done right, it results in a dunk or an elegant tip-in. Although Diedrichsen was only 5'10", Truitt says he could do either.
Standing under the basket, he was able to jump and dunk the ball from a standing position under the basket. And he did mention that he bumped his elbow on the rim a few times.
Aha, the bumping elbow story rides again. Just one more reason, according to the Hall of Fame, that it considers Diedrichsen to be the Jim Thorpe of Alaska. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.